Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 475 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 17, The Samurai's Journey, part 2.
It aired May 31st, 2003, written by Mark Hoffmeyer and directed by Paul Grinde.
Grinde. The grind is back. What's your favorite Grinde?
I don't know. I go back and forth a lot between like a nice turkey and bacon.
Okay, yeah.
A nice ham and cheese, or if I want a hot Grinde.
That meatball.
Gotta get then that meatball. Gotta get that meatball.
Gotta go with that meatball. I like a good turkey bacon, like a turkey BLT.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm into. But then, yeah, if I want a hot one, I want that meatball. Unless I'm, you know, obviously if I'm a sandwich master, then I will think about getting something else and then get the pilgrim because...
Right. You look at the menu and be like, these all sound very good. Let me have a pilgrim,
I will have a pilgrim. Thank you. you look at that grilled cheese crazy and you go like, I do love the grilled cheese crazy. I would love to eat one of those right now, but I can at the same time just get a pilgrim also.
But and there's also get like that. There's a pilgrim right here.
It sucks that he made the most perfect sandwich and then there's a bunch of other only slightly less perfect sandwiches on the same menu because I can't... Because sometimes... I'm like, I would like a dumpster maybe. But then at the same time, I do just want to get that fucking pilgrim
in me. Just can have a pilgrim.
Son of pilgrim.
It's a lot harder to get another sandwich when you don't like live there anymore.
Yeah. I'm I don't know when this is going to air. Like 3 weeks. I probably have announced that I'm moving back home soon. I haven't really said anything about it except for like to my friends like you and Shannon and Alan.
Yeah.
So I'll be moving back home soon. And guess where Earl's is? Right across the street from Walmart. It's like 2 miles from my house. I'm going to be going there a lot. Maybe I'll have the strength to get not a pilgrim one of these days.
Well, have a pilgrim for me until I can make my way up there after all this travel stuff is lifted.
I know, right? If you're new here, hey, everybody. We just recorded one of these, and we're doing it again right now.
We just recorded one of these, and then we just like went off about Animal Crossing for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, then so we talked about how Animal Crossing is really close to being perfect, but that makes it the most frustrating game on the planet.
So we're a little wired right now. We're a little punchy.
And now I'm hungry for a pilgrim, and I can't get one because I'm still in Austin, Texas. And what we do is we pause the recording, and we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you can especially follow along at my house with me if you bring me a pilgrim right now. Please. I have a hunger.
What a... Man, imagine if someone knocked at your door right now and they had a pilgrim. Oh my God,
I'll marry that person tonight, whoever it is. Yeah, this is why we don't usually record two in a row anymore, is because we get real punchy. Anyway, I guess we'll go cool down by watching Samurai's Journey Part 2.
Ninja Storm Ranger form. And we just watched Samurai's Journey Part 2.
Yes, also known as Ninja Turtles 3, the movie.
A little bit. I do want to say one thing. When I looked at the episode title and number and all that good stuff, let me read to you the first line.
Okay.
Because we know Cam went back in time at the end of the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nebulous on how far.
Yeah, it could be Shogun times, but they were definitely still in America because they were in front of where the Ninja Academy is, so who knows?
Well, whoever wrote this on Wikipedia just took a wild stab at it.
Okay.
And they say, Cam finds himself at least 30 years in the past.
Just, I don't know, probably at least 30 years.
I don't know if it's even that far.
I mean, we'll talk about it, but I think it's probably around that far.
No, I guess it would have to be. Yeah, we'll talk about why and all that here in just a minute.
PageJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes of the podcast. And you know what? I'm just going to say, maybe not on the website because I know that one's a pain in the butt to update, but you can also do our classic feeds. And I'm just going to say it's at least updated through InSpace. So now if it's not, Josh, you're going to look like a real peckerhead.
You're the liar.
Nope.
I never said it would be.
This one's on you now. I don't even know when this episode's going to go up. So, but yeah, you can go listen to the classic feeds updated through at least in space, or else Josh is a peckerhead. Do I have to beat peckerhead, do you think?
I think peckerhead would be like PG-13, right? I think that's fine.
Okay. Does anyone else in the world besides people in New England say peckerhead? Is that ever did that travel south of New England?
I don't think so.
I feel like no.
Only peckerheads eat grinders, eh?
Exactly. Pissa. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Alim Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbay. We're on Podbay B. We're on Stitcher. Did I say Stitcher already?
I don't know. If you did, you said it again.
We're on two Stitches. We're on Stitcher and Stitch 2, the squeakquel to Stitcher. That one's even weirder than Stitcher is somehow. Because Stitcher's like a really weird, like, corporate podcast thing. It's not just like, here's a service. It's like a subscription service, too, if you want the good podcasts from famous people that they hide.
Yeah, I know there's like a Stitcher Plus or something, but I don't know what the benefit you get from it is.
I know there's one podcast I listen to that like half of the episodes, all the old episodes and like half of the episodes they made last year were only on Stitcher Premium. And I'm like, I would like to listen to those, but I don't think just those episodes are worth the like $8 a month or whatever it is. I don't know how much it is.
Oh yeah, now that you say that, there was a true crime podcast that I have listened to a few episodes of that like they've been going for a while, so their old episodes they were just like selling individually themselves through like a website, and then I think more recently they're like all the old ones are on Stitcher Premium now.
Can you imagine selling individual episodes of the? Hey everybody, if you want to listen to any given episode of The Morphin Grid, it'll be 99 cents.
Could you? I can't imagine that.
Can you imagine how $0 we would have?
I don't know. I think we would have at least $1.
We would have $1.
And 98 cents. Somebody would buy two episodes. It would be episode 1 and 2, and they'd be like, oh, this podcast sucks.
We'll get better. We promise.
I can't believe they made almost 500 of these idiots.
That's why it's free. So you don't stop listening at episode 2, because your money investment is not the problem. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. Also, we're on Patreon, so if you do want to give us your money, much more reasonably amounted than $1 per episode, you can go to patreon.com/AJakeandJosh and give us as little as $1 a month and help support the show. We really appreciate it. This is a Wednesday episode, so let's just jump in and we'll like, because this is also the second episode we've recorded today, so like, we're already punchy. We might as well just do the dang thing.
It's a three-parter, so we don't like...
Yeah.
We don't do stuff on those.
Sometimes we do. We'll play it by ear. Maybe next time we will.
Yeah, you can get all the emails and stuff on a Friday.
Yeah.
That'll be fun for you.
I think we have at least one email, so we'll do that next time. Y'all can hear that later. We start off right where we left off with a horsed man... a man astride a horse, a ninja man on a horse, who's like, hey, what are you doing here? What's the password? And Cam's like, the password is this thing. And it's like air, water, and earth as one something.
Yeah. And ninja's like, nope.
Wrong. That was a whammy. And now I must kill you. And so they start fighting. But Cam knows this guy's secret ninja training because, you know, we're like outside where the ninja academy would be.
He grew up in a ninja training school.
Yeah. He does this kind of reverse hip toss kind of thing where he like slides under him and like grabs his arm and flips him over, and the guy's like, that's only taught here. How do you know that cool trick? And he's like, I just do. I can't tell you actually because that would get messy.
He says like, you wouldn't believe me, and then the ninja is like, try me, and then.
Then the waterfall opens.
Then a sensei walks out of the waterfall.
Yeah. And it's a new sensei.
Well, technically, it's an old sensei.
You got me there. It's an old, and he's like, Kanoi, cut it out. Let's get this kid a blank uniform, a new recruit uniform.
Oh, you found another stray in the woods. Let's kidnap him to the ninja school.
it's like, yeah, congrats, you're in ninja training now. And he's like, what? And he says something like, we still have those old ones? Because, like, yeah, you don't belong to air or earth or water yet. So until I figure out which one you do, you're going to get a blank gray linen jumpsuit. Yeah. And you can deal with that.
When you are sorted into your discipline, then you get the leathers.
That's when you get the leather. That's when you get the colors.
That's when you get the chicks.
That's when you get the chicks. He's like, okay, that's fine. Then he's like, all right, fine. So he goes in after the sensei goes in, the ninja goes in, and Cam's like, okay, dad.
Yes, because he had a reaction to the name Kanoi.
Yes, which we have never heard.
Nope.
I don't think.
It would have been cool if maybe they had dropped that in episode one or two.
Yeah, they would have set it up some time ago. That would have been.
If it didn't take 17 episodes to name the mentor of the season.
I think in like the third episode, we're like, does Sensei have a name? And we're like, I think it's just Sensei. It's just Sensei Sensei.
It was. He's credited as Sensei Guinea Pig.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Well, now his name is Kanoi. So he goes in after him. We cut back to the present day, where Sensei is doing some river dance on the computer, and he's spinning the top golf ball around and hitting some keys with his little footsies, and then that teleports the Power Rangers back into the protected dome of Ninja Ops, and they unfreeze.
There is going to be some weird time rules in this episode, and man, time travel is maybe one of the most interesting things that there is, but also is so frustrating in Power Rangers. I just want to get through one season where they don't have to do it.
Time Force is like going good, and then at one point they were like, but all these things, and we're like, is there a new future now? Is this the same future? What happened?
Is this a different Alex, or did he get better? Because he died in the first one.
Is Wes just Alex, but in the future? I don't know. There's so much going on. In the present day, he teleports them back in. I think in the last episode, we were like, does it not reach to space? And I was like, maybe it's protected because it's like a ninja thing. I think it maybe is protected, but also maybe it just doesn't reach space. Who knows?
It's impossible to tell because there's nothing else in space to measure it against.
Yeah. How much time is frozen? Is it all of it or just Earth local time?
Well, they just stop the Earth's rotation. And so time froze. And then if you spin it backwards, time goes backwards.
As we all know.
Obviously.
They did it in Superman. They did it in Power Rangers. So, like, clearly.
It's obviously science.
Do you remember, I think it was season 3, when they turned into babies for the first time before they turned into babies for, like, the whole Alien Rangers, where they're like, we gotta get to the rock that controls time?
Uh-huh.
And there was like, just, like, a big rock in a field, and that rock controlled time or something?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, Power Rangers are weird, y'all.
They do some weird stuff sometimes.
So they land and they're like, whoa, what's happening? And they're still like completely energy drained. And they're like, ah, I take nap right here. Okay. And then we cut up to Lothar, who's like, what am I looking at? Tell me I'm not seeing any of this. Like, I don't like, why is it frozen? Who's doing this? What did Sensei pull? That jerk. What did that dumb guinea pig do? And then he's like, hey, you know what we need to do? We need to get 5 aliens. And that'll show them. We need a team of 5 aliens and that have the talent that can show that to
they've
me.
They've got the tools. They've got the talent. Got
the talent. And then Kate, Mara, Kate, and Ashley. I want the joke to work so bad, and it doesn't.
Mara, Kate, and Caprashly.
And Capshly. I don't know. I think we did this before. It didn't work then. It doesn't work now. They perk up. They're like, talent show, we're in. And Lothar's like, whatever. Just do the talent show. Just find me 5 good aliens. I'm going to go in my room. You're Zergain's problem for an hour or whatever. I just wrote down the Rangers are weak.
Yeah, they're tired.
I think.
I think we go back there and they're just like, we're so sleepy. And he's like, I know. And then they go away.
I think someone was like, we need to go do something. And Sensei's like, no, y'all aren't doing that right now. Look at you. So we come back to the past, and Kanoi is like, I'm going to show you the wind sword technique. And we see Cam in like this like white and gray outfit that looks a little bit like what Sensei Guinea Pig wears.
A little bit.
And he's like, Kanoa, you show us the cool sword technique. And he starts in this cool sword technique. It's like wind sword technique. And then like Kanoa pops up behind next to Cam, except his hair's slicked back now, and it's not him, it's actually his twin brother Kia. He's like, whoa, how are you up there? And he's like, oh, it's my twin brother. And he's like, Dad never told me about that. And Kia's like, what? And he's like, nothing, never mind. Don't worry about it, Kia. Kia's like, yeah, I got all the personality. He just got the good looks and the sword technique. I don't remember what happens. I think he just finishes doing the thing. He's like, the old sensei is like, all right, we're going to need a volunteer for this next part. Who wants to do it? And then up walks another recruit in like the white and gray. And they have a sword and their face is covered. And sensei's like, all right, kill each other with swords. They're like wooden practice swords.
Yeah. But... And Kanoa is like, that's a new recruit. This is an unfair fight. And the sensei is like, just go at each other. Just please, somebody slice up the other.
I want some blood.
Sensei is out for blood today.
I want this to look like a Cody Rhodes match. I just want blood everywhere. So they start fighting. The sword fight is very cool. At one point, Kia's like, or Cam's like, that's not ninja tricks. And Kia's like, yeah, that's only a samurai knows that stuff. And Cam's like, a samurai.
Oh, I love those now. Yeah, the new recruit is like keeping their sword at their side, like quote unquote holstered.
Yeah.
And like at one point, Kanoa comes down with like a downward slash and they block it with the handle of their sword and then like flip it up and knock him down.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Then Kanoa is like knocked down. They're like, the newbie wins. And Kanoa's like, what the hell was that? And Sensei's like, good job, Miko. And so they take the mask off and it's a girl.
Yeah. He says Miko and Kanoa's like, that's a girl's
name.
That's
a girl name. And Sensei's like, uh-huh. This is Miko. And she whipped your ass, dude. And then he's mad that he just lost to a girl. And he's like, girls aren't allowed. No girls allowed here. Everyone knows that, Sensei. Can't do it. Can't have girls at ninja school. Which is weird because we know that Tori was at ninja school.
But that's in the future.
Ah, you're right.
See, this is the rewriting of the rule.
This is at least 30 years ago.
Miko walks so Tori could run.
I guess. So Miko is Cam's mom. Because Cam's like, mom.
Yeah, as soon as the mask comes off, he's like, mom and dad? Who would have thought? And my long-lost uncle I didn't know about?
That I never knew about? I just wish that they had that. Like, he also had an aunt that was a water one, and they were triplets.
Yeah, I was thinking that there was going to be something, but no.
No. Also, of note, just because we haven't said it yet, Kanoa and Kia played by the same person.
Yeah. Kanoa was wearing red for air, and Kia was wearing yellow for earth.
Yep. His hair is slicked back, and Kanoa's hair is not. So they are very different.
Obviously. They're too young to grow facial hair, otherwise Kia would probably have some.
Have a little goatee. Then she's like, I was trained as a samurai, so Sensei let me try out here. And he's like, yeah, this is the first woman ever in the ninja school, Miko. Everyone give a round of applause. And at some point, Kanoa's like being pissy about it. And then Kia's like, what, you mad you lost to a girl? And he's like, shut up. I know you do bad stuff at nighttime.
I know what you do in your room by yourself.
And he's like, be cool, man. And that's it. Like, that's kind of the extent of that. But then we see that she has like a green necklace. It's like a little kind of,
it's like a pendant, I guess.
It's like they call it an amulet. It's just like a little bulb.
Yeah.
It's like green with like some gold on it. And then we cut back to the present day and we're doing a talent show and it sucks on ice and I didn't write anything else about it.
It's stupid. It was just turbo jokes about monsters doing a talent show. But they're just like going up to a microphone and being like, I'm this monster and this is my power. And then
here is my tuba.
Yeah. And Mario Capri are like, no. Next.
It's dumb. We cut back to Miko training in the woods. She's just like doing some sword stuff. And Kiya like pops up behind her. And he's like, hey, that was a cool sword fight you did earlier. Wow, great necklace. Can I touch it? And he goes to, and she's like, no, this is a family heirloom. No one's allowed to touch it. I'm sure you understand. He goes, yeah, of course. And then his eyes turn black like a supernatural demon. And he's like, let me touch the necklace. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. And she's brainwashed or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to get it now. And he's reaching for it. But then Cam's like, hey, Miko, what's up? Oh, wait, am I interrupting something? And his like eyes shake out and go back to regular. And he's like, no, I have to go.
He has bad posture also because he's a bad guy. He's like a little hunched down. He's got his shoulders up. And he's like,
he does bad stuff at nighttime.
He does bad stuff in his room by himself.
It's perfectly natural stuff. I don't know why Kanoi's so high and mighty about it. So Cam's like, hey, I need to talk to you about some stuff, about your samurai stuff. And she's like, yeah, dope. And then we cut to the present, and there's just a bug who's like, my proboscis can kill people when I sting them. And they're like, you're in.
Yeah, Mara's like, I don't know what any of what you said means, but you're the last candidate. We need one more. So
we
got to
have one more. You're in. And he's like, I'm so happy. I want to thank my manager and the judges and blah, 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 blah.
So is this going to amount to anything?
There's still a part three. So
what I thought was going to happen when Lothor was like, I need five capable space aliens.
I need five teenagers with attitude.
I need five evil space teenagers with evil space attitudes. I thought we were going to get evil space Power Rangers.
Yeah, same, man. We didn't.
Instead, we got a stupid blue fly man with a proboscis or proboscis or whatever proboscis. It is.
I don't even know what part of the bug that is.
It's the like
the
mouth,
stinger?
The mouth stinger that like a mosquito has.
Oh. What a gross name. What a gross word, proboscis.
You know what would have been cooler than this? And I feel like I'm starting to hit what I'm going to call turbo fatigue.
Okay.
And that it's been like too goofy for too long. And I just want Kara and Marie.
And Mapri.
Mara and Capri, instead of having a stupid talent show, they fought all the monsters, and the five that like could down them are the five that they picked.
Yeah, the five that didn't die are the ones that they picked. Yeah. And the thing that Samurai, this isn't Samurai, this is Ninja Storm. The thing that Ninja Storm has been doing, and at the end of this episode will do very well, is being like, there's jokes and there's goose, but like we're gonna get serious and do some cool fights, and it'll be like legit. Like it'll be cool.
Yeah.
But then also there's like, but also the talent show, isn't that funny? And everyone's like, no, even the people in the episode are like, you're bad at this. Why are we doing it? I feel like if Lothor wasn't like, whatever, I don't care, and then walked away, if he just didn't say that, if he was like, yeah, get me some people, like do that.
Yeah,
maybe I'd be a little more for it, but even the main villain's like, this is stupid, so I'm going to leave.
You wrote into the script that the thing you wrote in the script was dumb. And that, yeah. Like, if you are calling your own writing out for being bad, Mark, then maybe you should rewrite it. I don't know.
I'm not going to get into it. Yeah. So, anyway, we cut back to the past. Cam talks with Miko about, it's like samurai stuff and training and things. And he's just like real happy about it because he's talking to his mom, who he hasn't seen since he was a baby. So it's just a very nice moment.
I feel like, because this episode is going to just like cram stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
Which is super weird because there's a part three that I feel like half of this episode could have leaked into, and we could have got more of
Miko being the dopest.
Cam meeting his mom. Or like, you know, his family.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more stuff we could have gotten if we would have maybe saved the big hero moment at the end for the next episode.
Yeah.
And not done any of this dumb get me five aliens with attitude business.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know where this is all leading up to, but I don't know if I'm going to like it.
I don't know. I mean, like, I love the end of this episode. I think this episode, like, turns out really good. But just, like, there's, like, this whole subsection of it. Because I like the Ranger stuff where they're, like, we're tired. We don't know what to do. And since it's, like, yeah, it's a bummer. We need to, like, figure it out. But, like, every time we go for the aliens, it's just, like, hey, this part sucks, right? And I'm, like, yeah, why'd you tell me that? Now I know it sucks. And yeah. I can't even, like, think that maybe it doesn't suck. But then, like, everything else I'm very into. Like, this like, ninja school drama I'm very into.
I feel like if they even just cut the Lothar stuff and just made this episode about Cam in the past.
Yeah.
Because there's already
going to be.
There's already a conflict there.
Yeah.
With Kanoi and Kia, and then Miko's in the middle of it, and then Cam is, like, adjacent to it because he doesn't realize, like, what's going on with Kia. He just wants to talk to his mom and, like, learn about her and, like, where she came from.
And, like, how she's, like, a trained samurai, which is rad. So they talk about that. She's like, oh, I gotta go do something. I'll catch up with you later. She's like, yeah, okay, cool. And, like, she leaves and he's like, hell yeah, my mom rules. And she goes into, like, her, like, tent. It's like a room, but it's like a tent. And she puts the amulet down on a thing and she starts doing, like, a
bad call when you just had a creepy guy in the woods being like, let me touch your necklace.
Let me touch it. And she's like, no. And then she's like, let me put it down. He's like, haha. So at this time, the scrolls. Cam's scroll starts growing, just glowing. It doesn't get bigger yet.
It's a grow scroll.
It's a grow scroll. It's psych. It doesn't actually time travel you anywhere. That was unrelated. No. He pulls it open. It's like glowing brightly. And he's like, so when it's closer to the amulet, it gets brighter. What do I do about that? And then we cut back inside of the tent. And she's like praying or something. And someone in the uniform, in the new recruit.
Neutral garb.
Yeah. Like, sneaks in and takes the amulet.
They have the full mask on.
Yes.
It's supposed to be like, who could this be?
And Cam's just like, I need to do something about the amulet with the scroll, so maybe it's Cam. And so he's trying to sneak it out, and he knocks over...
like a teapot?
Like a teacup or something? And then immediately, Miko's like, Cam, what are you doing? Because she sees the neutral, and he starts running, so she starts chasing him. And she's like, get back here with my amulet. And then he just disappears in the forest at some point. And Cam is just there like, huh, what do I do? And she just jumps him from like 20 feet in the air, just lands on him.
She like full on Hitmonlee high jump kicks him in the back. And just it takes him down. He's out. He's got the wind knocked out of him.
He's like, oh my God. She's like, you took my amulet. Why would you do that? He's like, I didn't. What? She's like, where is it? He's like, I don't know. And then Kanoi and like five guards come over. He's like, I'm the captain of the guard also here. And you're under arrest, mister.
Yes, I am the captain of the Kilver Guardians.
Of the Ninja Hills Guardians.
The Ninja Division.
And you're going to jail, mister.
But as they're hauling Cam away, Kanoi notices like a weird ripple in the fabric of space-time.
And yeah, the forest has like been cut open in a weird part. And so he's like, huh, what is that? So then we cut to Cam's trial, where he's like standing in front of the whole ninja school, and since he's like, you stand accused of stealing the amulet, and that is against stealing other people's things is against the rules.
This is the end of the trial, because I feel like a whole trial has happened.
Because, I think so.
Because the sensei is like, evidence against you is like irrefutable, but it's like you haven't presented any evidence.
Yeah, and it's like, he says like, a lot of people saw you do it. It's gotta be you. And like there are... there
a lot
are
of people
other
saw,
people there in the neutral outfit also.
A lot of people saw someone in a mask running from the tent into the woods where I already was.
Yeah, and Miko herself had the mask on earlier, so we know that you can just get one.
And also, it was like 2 minutes from when Miko left me to when it was stolen. Why would I just immediately walk in there and take it?
Take it and then stop in the woods 40 feet away.
Also, I don't have it on me. You just caught me in the woods.
And then Sensei's like, I think we go to commercial and we come back. Sensei's like, how do you plead? Or your sentence is? And then Kanoi's like, not guilty. And he pulls Kia out from like behind him. And he's like, Kia did it. And Kia's in the neutral outfit now.
Right, he unmasks him in front of everybody.
He's like, I stole it. I did it. Me, I was doing bad stuff in my room at night, and now I'm evil.
Now my face is stuck this way. My palms are hairy.
And And then he's like, you were using dark ninja powers, and you've been doing dark ninja powers all over the place and stuff. He's like, yeah, like this one. And it's like a Fusro Da from Skyrim.
He just goes hog wild.
He goes ham on the ninja school, whole thing.
Yeah, because the sensei is like, using the dark arts is forbidden, so you're expelled from ninja school.
Like, immediately expelled, yeah.
So he's like... Kia, do you have anything you want to say? And Kia's like, no, I'm more of an action guy. It just starts blasting everybody with dark ninja magic.
He like, but he does like a blast, it's like a force blast, and it hits Sensei, who goes flying, and we won't see him again for a bit. It hits he hits Kanoi with one. He just punches a bunch of extras out of the way, and then like he just starts fighting people, but he's also using this like this force push. The necklace that he had, the necklace, but Kanoi took it, and so he goes to get it, and he blasts it, and it lands in Miko's hand, and then he blasts Miko, and it flies out of her hand, and Cam snatches it out of the air, and he's like, bring it on. Now I will fight you.
And Cam and Kia are on the stage, because that's where, like, he was being put on trial.
Yeah.
So they start to fight, and Kia makes a dark... like force field around them, because he's like, it's between you and me now, cool kid. Not cool kid. Cam is a cool kid.
Cool Cam.
But he says, new kid.
Yeah, he does that. It's also like storming, which vaguely reminiscent of the first episode, Keep That in Your Pocket. They have swords, and they start sword fighting, and it's long, but it rules.
It's pretty good.
There's a lot of like wire work and like cool stuff, and Cam just getting his ass beat, but like not so bad that he can't like get back up.
Yeah, he keeps getting back up. He gets a couple of shots in. Not like real good ones, but he gets a couple knockdowns and hits in.
Yeah, it's really well done. But then he ends up on his back, and Kia like has a sword over his head. He goes to swing it down, and Cam blocks it.
And he says, now you will die.
And
your
then the
soul is mine.
And Cam put the necklace on to protect it.
So Kia's gonna cut his head off. It's the only way to get it.
It's the only way. There can be only one.
With a wooden practice sword.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
Everybody else can only watch because they're at a force field.
Yeah, because at some point Cam gets like force pushed into the force field, and he just hits it and zaps and blows back.
It's really cool too, because every time like their swords clash, the force field like... because it's, like, invisible, but every time their swords hit, like, a purple, like, storm cloud will, like, pop up in it. It's really cool.
And then, so he's like, Cam's blocking the sword. He's like, I'm going to cut your head off with the sword. And he's like, don't. And then the necklace starts glowing, and it just blasts Kia off of him and slams him into, like, the roof of the force field dome. And then that, like, hurts him enough, because, it's like, it zaps you, but he's just being held there by the amulet, that he, like, falls down and lands. The force field goes away, and Kanoi like grabs Kia, and he's like, you're wicked under arrest for all that stuff you just did, dude. And then Miko comes up to Cam, and he's like, I need to give you your necklace back. She's like, no, the amulet has found its rightful owner. And he's like, what? Hold on, what? And she's like, that's why you came here, isn't it? And he's like, I don't know. Hold on, wait, no, because it's yours. But she's like, no, you got to keep it. It's yours. And what I really like about this is that, like, it is an heirloom, and so he is technically still getting it as an heirloom, but also as, like, a you are the rightful owner.
Right.
Which I like.
Like, it's handed down from one generation to the next.
Just in a real weird time travel way.
Yeah, because I guess, like, previously in the timeline, it was destroyed.
Yeah.
So he had to go back to when it wasn't destroyed to get it. Because that was the whole setup they said in the first episode.
Yeah, they said it was destroyed, but I feel like they mean it like it disappeared, like it's gone, and that is because Cam got it and took it to the future.
But then wouldn't Cam have it in the future already? He wouldn't have to go back and get it then.
Well, no, because he didn't go back yet to get it.
But he did, because he was back there in the past and got it then.
But not before. He wasn't before. Okay, so let me. Okay, so Cam timeline A.
Well, I think
goes back.
I think they
and
do
then
explain
he goes
this
back
away.
To the future.
They do explain this away when they say like anything you do is going to affect the present in ways you might not like expect.
See, I think it's a closed loop. I think it's, you know, Cam showed up in the past and got it, and they're like, it just got destroyed, you know, like it's gone.
But then what happened to it in between when Cam got it and when he didn't have it?
I don't think
it can't be a closed loop, or else Cam would always have it.
No, because Cam didn't get it. This is why I can't talk about time travel.
But he did get it. If Cam goes back and gets it.
But he doesn't like give it to his past self. He still has it currently.
I guess that's true.
He didn't like give it to baby him at any point.
So Cam, okay, let's use days of the week.
Okay.
To kind of explain this. If Cam on Friday does not have the amulet,
yes,
and he goes back to Monday to get it.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes back on Saturday and he has it.
Yes.
The amulet just ceases to exist on Tuesday through Friday.
Well, no, because it jumped those. Right. It went from Monday to Saturday.
It jumped
with
those,
Cam.
But time on those days still passed. So like in those days, it's just nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that.
Because it's on Saturday. It just hasn't gotten there yet.
You just have to catch up to it.
Exactly.
All right. I'll take that.
I don't think it's that complicated. But yeah, so he's like, yeah, that's yours now. And then they turn to Kia and they're like, all right, Kia, you're wicked in trouble. We're going to send you to space. Sensei's like, I'm going to send you to a dimension where your evil ninja powers won't hurt anybody.
He literally says, I'm just going to send you adrift in the universe.
Yeah, he's like, I'm stripping you of your rank and your name, and I'm going to send you to space forever.
Cam is like, you need to kill that guy.
Yeah.
Well, not yet. Because he calls him Kia still, and Kia's like, no, that's not my name. I refuse to be Kia anymore.
He says, like, we're stripping you of your name and your rank. He's like, I don't need that one anyway, because I'm going to have a cooler name. I'm going to go by the name of an ancient evil ninja. I'm going to be Lothor from now on. Bum, bum, bum.
And so Sensei bubbles him and tosses him into space, and Cam is like, you need... And Cam's like, you actually need to kill that guy.
You should kill that guy. And he's like, we can't do that. We can only judge him on things they're doing right now and have done, not what they might do in the future. And Cam's like, well, I can, because...
Yeah, Cam's like, well, let me tell you something. Actually, I need to go back. And then he just jumps back through the scroll. I just wish there was more of the, like, Cam knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Kind of drama, because everything feels like... Okay, Kanoi's his dad. We don't get anything with the two of them. Really.
No, I mean, but we get stuff with him and Miko, which I think is more important because he has a lot of time with his dad.
It is more important, but we also don't really see anything between Kanoi and Miko either.
That's true.
I wish all that stupid talent show stuff was in the garbage can.
Yeah, that we wasted so much time.
We could have got, like, Cam's family history for the whole episode, because the Lothor... just run and train over the ninja school is a pretty good, like, back half of this episode.
Yeah.
Front half is like him talking to his mom, and then like you see his mom and Kia's the bad one.
Oh, Kanoi.
Kanoi. You see them like starting to like meet and talk after she beat his ass.
Yeah, I think if this was...
Maybe Cam gets them together. Maybe he's like a Marty McFly.
See, I thought we were going to get the whole episode in the past. That's what I was kind of hoping for. It would just all be on Cam and it would all be that stuff. Because like the reveal, like the setup and payoff to like, oh, my dad has a twin brother I never knew about too, that is Lothor, like makes a lot of sense because those actors played, like the guy who played Sensei also plays Lothor.
Right.
Like, so I think that works because they did the same thing in the past. And I think the setup and payoff really work. And if they would have just had the full 20 minutes just to do that, and even maybe like a little bit more into the next one, because this episode's going to end on a Zord fight that is cool, but didn't need to happen right now.
Yeah.
Because now we have a similar situation to the Return of Thunder where the next episode's related, but not in a way that it needed to be a part three, I don't think.
Right. This also barely feels like a part two to the last one.
I mean, I think it does in the same way that Return of Thunder part two, where we were like real excited because it ended with like him on like Shane on an island. We're like, what's gonna happen? This is gonna be cool. I think it ends in a place where it's like, hell yes, like it ends with him in the past and you're like, cool, what are we going to get now? It's going to be a whole new thing. And then we get this episode. And I think it really works as a part two coming off of that. But most of the problems just get solved in like 1 second. And it's not necessarily the same problems that we had in the last episode.
Yeah. Like
the jar is still there. They've had the jar since last episode. They just haven't opened it yet. So the Rangers don't have energy.
Right. But so then, Chubo was the through line through Return of Thunder.
And samurai power is the through line through this one, I guess.
Samurai power a little bit. The jar more than anything.
Yeah, because like Cam hops through the portal because he's gotta, because time is up. Because there was a whole thing about like when the scroll disappears from the scroll, you have to come back.
Yeah, or you're stuck there.
Or you're stuck there. And so it does that. So he's got to jump through. So he comes back and then we cut back to present day. Or right before this happens, the scroll's glowing. And Miko's like, you need to use the amulet. And he's like, there's so much I want to tell you. So much I want to ask you. And there's so much I want to say. And she's like, I know. Bye, Cam. You got to go. You got to go do your thing. And he's like, ah, damn, you're right.
And like, that's it. I just wish we got like a Miko just knew. Like, she could just feel it somehow. You know what I mean?
I think she did. I think it feels like she did. I mean, we don't get like.
It feels like she did. But when he jumped back through, she should have just said, like, goodbye, son. You know, anything. Just give me.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been too on the nose. I'm okay with it being.
They've already done it twice with Cam. So.
Yeah, and So I feel like they've done it enough there. I don't know. I'm not gonna try to penalize this episode for what it could have been, just because it had some faults. Because like all of the school stuff, I really like. I also wish there was more of it.
The problem is just that's not all of it.
Yeah. So he goes back. She says goodbye. He goes back. Time resumes, and Sensei's like, I gotta send you back to the field. Where you were.
Well, he doesn't say he's sending them back. He just says time is like catching back up with itself. So you're just going to be back where you were.
Oh, okay.
When time goes back to normal, you'll just be back out there.
So things unfurl and time goes back to.
Super weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like they were teleported somewhere else. And like I know that they're protected in here so they can move in regular time. But what does that have to do with time outside? Shouldn't they be protected from it going back to normal too then?
Like, you physically teleported them out of there.
Yeah. It's not like a time phantom of them.
So why can't
you just tired?
I mean, just teleport them back and be like, I have to put you back where you were or else like stuff is just gonna go.
All the air from around there is gonna
shoot
in and explode. It's gonna be a mess. So then time resumes and this big green bird VTOL plane flies in. With the green samurai ranger hanging out the side. And he's got his sword also has a microphone on the bottom. And he's like, what's up, Power Rangers? I'm here to save the day.
I'm the green samurai ranger, and I'm going to mess up this monster now.
And he jumps in the cockpit, and he plugs his sword in as like the steering joystick, which is pretty cool. And then he just, like, beats the shit out of Matchbox 20. Like, at one point, he, like, spins on his side, and his big helicopter blades just cut him up the front.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna have, like, a combination earth, wind, and air. That's all the same. Earth, water, and air. I was trying so hard not to say earth, wind, and fire.
Well, you got close.
Because this is definitely, like, an air slash... It's a flying ground type attack that he does.
Yeah, for sure. Because it hits him, and then he's like, I'm going to turn it into my Megazord. And he turns it into his Megazord thing. It's like a Samurai Star Megazord.
They're getting real loose with Megazord as a term. Because this is just a like battle copter man mode or whatever.
Yeah, this is like if they were like the Shape Zords, like you can be, or the Turbo Rescue Zords, like you can be a man. Or a car.
When
you're a man, you're a Megazord. It's like, well, no, that's still a Zord.
Or like the Red Dragon Zord was the Red Dragon Megazord when it was man mode.
Yeah, like that's not how it works.
No,
that's
a Zord. Megazord is a combination of multiple Zords.
Yeah, and a mini Zord is a little one that sticks in, that becomes a mask and some gloves.
He comes out and he tells the two big ones to play nice.
Get along. It's a get along shirt.
He puts them in the get along shirt.
So he summons up a bee yo-yo, and he just hits him, like, once with the bee yo-yo, and Matchbox 20 dies, and then the Green Ranger lands in front of the Rangers, and Hunter and Blake are like, hey, you didn't tell us there was a green one, why are you holding out on us this late in the game, I thought we were friends, And they're like, no, this is not one of our, this is not us.
Yeah, this is new to us too.
Dustin's like, you know what I bet it is? I bet we're hallucinating. I bet what it is right now is that we're hallucinating really bad. And then it kind of pans over to Tori, who's just like smirking like, oh, you dumb boys haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, she knows.
And he's like, what's up, all of you by name? And they're like, how do you know who we are? And he's like, of course I know who you are. And then the suit bursts off of him and it's Cam. Who could have guessed?
Such a weird...
Why treat it as a surprise?
It's such a weird reveal. When he showed up morphed as the Green Ranger and they were trying and they were being like coy about it, I was like, this is stupid. We didn't get to see him become the Green Ranger.
He has been cheated out of his first morph.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
That really does suck.
Now his first
suck.
Morph is going to come after his first appearance as the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
Which works for, say, a Tommy when you've been possessed, but
right.
Not when you earn the power.
But it would have just been so much better if he ran out as Cam to like help them and they were like, Cam, you gotta get out of here. And he was like, no, I can like really help this time. The Zackies aren't going to take me down this time. And then he morphed into the Green Ranger.
That would have been extremely dope.
Because this way that they did it, it was really frustrating.
It's real backwards. So anyway, that's the end of the episode. Tori's like, ha, yeah, I knew it. And then he's like, I'm Cam. And then it says to be continued. And I was like, why?
But he won. Like,
we did it.
Like, stop ending on a definite finish.
Yeah, especially if this episode's not airing the same day as the next one, then like you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that anymore. You figured it out. Anyway, Josh, I started. What's the best?
Oh, the best. Probably that sword fight between Cam and Kia.
Yeah, that was extremely radical. Especially because the storm is going off like in the first episode when they attacked the first time, like it's the same thing, so like the visual symmetry of that is good, but then they're also just like he's beating the piss out of Cam, and every time Cam like gets like a hit in or trips him, he's like hell to that and just like shoots a blast at him.
Yeah,
and it's like it's very cool.
Yeah, he plays fair until he starts to lose, and then he uses dark magic.
He's like, oh, I got dark ninja magic, so like wow. I'm also gonna say that's the best. What's the worst?
The talent show.
Yeah, talent show's bad. I kind of want to give it to the ending, to like the ending being like, here's the Green Ranger. It's a surprise. And we're like, well, who else would it be? Why would just the Green Ranger show up? That doesn't make any sense. Is the Green Ranger the Skrull?
Yeah, like, we had this whole story about Cam getting a green amulet, and you're going to like pretend we don't know who that is?
He's only worn green the whole time? Like, come on. I think I'm going to give it to that, just because like, It could have ended on Kia being revealed to be the one who stole the amulet.
Yeah.
And that would have been a much better ending. And the next episode, we can get some of that and then end with the fight, like, but have Cam definitively be the Green Ranger for
it. Yeah, the reveal of Lothor is Sensei's twin brother in the middle of a three-parter is another weird choice that they made.
Yeah. I mean, and I like it. I love that reveal. I love how the whole thing, like the setup and payoff works. I think like there should have been a lot more to it and zero talent show that didn't mean anything for this episode or the last one.
This means that six Power Rangers are going to have to fight five dumb monsters in the next episode.
Yeah, like, so that's like, that's not even fair. Like, like it doesn't even the odds. So who's the MVP?
MVP is Miko.
Same. Miko kicked ass, literally and figuratively. She ruled.
I hope we get more. I'm hoping that them saying in the first episode, like, things you do in the past are going to affect the present, means that, like, Miko is still here now.
I don't think it's going to, but I can't
see any other way we get more Miko stuff.
Yeah, because the time scroll definitely, like, blew up or something at the end. Like, it's got no more ink on it, so yeah, like it's just a regular scroll.
I feel like we deserve more of Miko. Maybe we'll get flashbacks of like Sensei telling stories about her or something.
Yeah, or like, you know, or like Cam like reading about like her exploits. Like, give me a Wishbone episode of Cam reading about how cool Miko was, right?
Yeah,
like that would be pretty cool. But yeah, she's the MVP. Now we got to do a soft ranking. I think you are much downer on this episode than I am.
I'm a little sour about it just because if Mark Hoffmeyer really held this episode back.
Yeah. See, I like it more than the last part.
I can agree with that.
Like a lot. Like, there is a lot of missed opportunity, but I don't know. Like, I don't want to hold that against the episode when it already has some dumb, bad things in it. Like, I don't want to, like, pile on with things it didn't do.
It's not just things it didn't do. It's just things it did do
instead of doing something cool. Either being
done poorly or for no real reason.
Yeah, because, like, the talent show and the ending are just like, all right, why? We also, you know what else we super didn't need? Anything with the regular Power Rangers being teleported into the Ninja Ops just to sit there and be, like,
yeah,
like energy drain.
Just be tired. It's just so they could, like, earn their paycheck for this episode, I guess. Yeah.
Like, we didn't need it. It should have just been, like, a full-on Ninja Turtles 3, the whole thing. It's just in Samurai Times.
Yeah. You can focus just on one sometimes.
Yeah. Especially when you set it up the way you did.
Yeah, they did focus on Cam, but, like, this is a special case where, like, this whole episode could have just been Cam, and it would have been fine. No one's going to forget about the other five if they're not in one episode where Cam is literally 30 years in the past.
Yeah, if there wouldn't have been any of the other stuff, if this would have just been entirely Samurai Times with Cam, it'd be the best episode of the season.
Like, yeah, because if you just, like, the beginning of the episode, just replay him jumping through the scroll. You've done this before. It's not, like, a new or bad thing.
Yeah.
So you get, like, a little bit of overlap from where they left off to where we are. And then at the end of the episode, you still get the other five Rangers in that last fight. If you keep it like this, I would break this episode up into two parts.
Yeah, I would have this episode end at best with the reveal that Lothor is Kia and that they're brothers. Like,
yeah,
that's where I would end this episode. And then the next one is like the fight, him running roughshod on the Ninja Academy.
Yeah, and then Cam shows up to help beat Madtropolis. Because right now, I don't know. I mean, part three is going to be the five stupid mosquitoes or whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna be five dumb mosquitoes versus the Power Rangers, who now have a sixth ranger.
Which could just be like, it's just Chubo's last stand again. It could just be a different episode.
Yeah. Thankfully, the rest of the multi-parters are only two-parters, and hopefully they can stick those a little bit better.
So
they did
weird.
So well with that Thunder Strangers three-parter.
They did, and then they just totally biffed it from there.
Yeah. So where would you put part two? Just tentatively.
I would just put it above part one for now.
Just
I
right
guess.
Above.
Yeah.
So the new number seven, replacing the old number seven, is Samurai's Journey part two. I said or two and not part two, whatever. So this is the second one we've done today. So that's going to do it for us for today. We are going to finish up this three-parter that's somehow a three-parter. Maybe it'll be very connected and good and bring the whole thing up. But
I'm glad this is it, because I don't know what other stories they would have to tell over multiple parts.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's two more two-parters, maybe three with the finale.
It's two or three, yeah.
I'm not sure, but I don't know what other stories they think have to be told over multiple episodes, because these ones really didn't need to be...
No, they're not that they're not sticking the landing. They're just ignoring the landing
for
a new, different landing.
Yeah, so you can just have one episode flow into the next and not have it be a multi-part, like, mini arc.
Yeah.
Like, all of In Space was like that.
Yeah, it's called serialized storytelling. You can just do it.
Yeah.
It's how TV works, usually. So, like, anyway, we're going to see you on Friday for part three of that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Who's the MVP?
This can of Mountain Dew.
Ah, nice. Also green. This can of Mountain Dew. That was stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever said.